Blog Talk Radio.
The church together. Amen. And we are together. No matter where you are right now, we're the church and we're together. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. Amen. And this second Sunday in June 2022, as this year continues to roll on. Amen. So Pastor Mom is going to open us up with a word of prayer. Greet everyone, Pastor Mom.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, everybody. This morning, we're glad to see you here this morning.
Amen.
So thank you so much.
Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us
as we forgive those who trespass against us, and
lead us not
into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go to our scripture this morning. We'll be reading together Psalm 100, the entire psalm. Hallelujah. We're going to read it together. And then after we read it, we're going to sing that last verse. And I'm sure you can catch up with the little song we have for that. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. And so that last verse, here's a song that goes with it. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. One more time so you can get it real good. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen, amen. Yes, he is. He's good.
Yes,
hallelujah.
He's
good, I tell you. Glory to God. I know you know him for yourself like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, you know, let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. King James.
Okay.
Amen. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah. Magnifying the Lord. And we've been talking about magnifying the Lord for quite a while now. And I believe that's a good thing. You know, we can stay there and hang out there for quite a while, actually the rest of our lives, and it'll still be a good thing. So today, in our Pearls to Ponder, and some of you know this, that we've been given a charge by the Lord to know his name, to know of his character and his nature. And the more we know about him, the more we know who we are. And the more, I mean, just wisdom comes as we know more about the Lord. And so the Lord has given us what we call the pearls to ponder. And for every month, even for the rest of this year, the Lord has given us a name, character, or attribute of himself to ponder on, a pearl to ponder on. So this month we're looking at the as God as judge. And so last week we talked about how God as judge sets the standard by which we are judged. According to his divine standard, his will, his way, his purpose, and his plan. Hallelujah. And that's his divine standard. And so sin is missing the mark of God's divine standard. Hallelujah. So now, and last week we came from Genesis 18 and verse 25 that says, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Amen. So we know he's going to do right. He is the judge of all the earth. Now, today, we're talking about the Lord once again as judge. We're looking at Psalm 72, verses 1 through 4. Psalm 72, verses 1 through 4. And then Isaiah 33 in verse 22. Hallelujah. So Psalm 72 verses 1 through 4. Now this is Solomon, a song for Solomon. And I'll just read it. Okay. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy and shall break in pieces the oppressor. 72 verses 1 through 4, Solomon is the wise king who recognizes God's character and nature as judge. He prays and he asks God for God's character and nature so that he could judge people like God. He acknowledges three things about God as judge that we should know as well. He acknowledged that God brings justice to the poor. And the poor are often denied justice and looked down at. But God doesn't do that because he's a just judge. Solomon sees God as a judge who saves the children of the needy. And so the king and his government will rescue those most vulnerable in society. That's what God as judge does. Amen. And then the last part is that, hallelujah, that God as judge will break in pieces the oppressor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Lord is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and that he will keep people free from external domination and from internal corruption. That's what the Lord does as judge. Hallelujah. We love him as judge. The more we know about him as the Lord our judge, the more we love him because we know that he's a just judge. Now, Isaiah 33 and 22 says, it summarizes who the Lord is as judge. Isaiah 33, 22 says, for the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we found a little song here. It's a cute little song. Praise the Lord. And it's talking about the Lord is our judge. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 33:22. The Lord is our judge. Hallelujah. And he's a good judge. He's a righteous judge. He's a saving judge. Hallelujah. And he's a judge who protects us on the outside and on the inside. Amen. And that's our pearl to ponder on the Lord today. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to our declarations now. Praise God. You know, I love the way that the Lord does things, and he prepares us well in advance. And when I think about these declarations, what I think about is we join our faith together, we say it together, and that gives it even more it causes it to go even further, fully engaged as we say this together. Amen. Because one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000, three will put 100,000, and four will put 1,000,000. And it's more than four of us here today. Hallelujah. So when you say these declarations, be fully engaged. Amen. Because you may not need them right now, but they'll be there when you need them in the future. Glory to God. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. And I'm loving looking at the grass growing now, flowers, even the flowers in our living room are growing. Glory, hallelujah. It's just that time of the year where they're growing. But the word of our God doesn't fade like the flower fades, doesn't wither like the grass, but the word of our God stands forever. So let's be fully engaged. I can't hear you, but God can hear you. And as we join our faith together and say these declarations, they're doing, they're causing them to stand even in this atmosphere and atmospheres to come. So repeat after me. No weapon.
No weapon.
Formed against me.
Formed against me.
Shall prosper.
Shall prosper.
This is the heritage.
This is the heritage.
Of the Lord. Whatever I do.
Whatever I do.
Will prosper.
Will prosper.
For I am light.
I am light.
A tree.
A tree.
That's planted.
That's planted.
By the streams of water. Isaiah 54 verse 17 and Psalm 1 and verse 3. The peace of God.
The peace of God.
That transcends.
That transcends.
All understanding.
All understanding.
Guards my heart.
Guards my heart.
And my mind.
And my mind.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
I think on things.
I think on things.
That are true.
They are true,
noble, right,
right,
pure,
lovely,
admirable,
admirable,
excellent, and praiseworthy.
Worthy.
Philippians 4, verse 7 through 8. Continue to repeat, God is on my side.
God is on my side.
God is with me now.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me?
Who can be against me?
He has given me.
He has given me.
Everything I need.
Everything I need.
For life.
For life.
And godliness.
And godliness.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I participate. In his divine nature.
In his divine nature.
Of love.
Of love.
That's from Romans 8:31, 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10, and 2 Peter 1, verses 3 through 4. Now, here's our last one for today, which is really my favorite one, but I like all of them. Repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse.
From the curse.
Of the law.
Of the law.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I forbid. Any sickness.
Any sickness.
Or disease.
Or disease.
To come.
To come.
Upon my body.
Upon my body.
Every disease.
Every disease.
Germ.
Germ,
allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus, that touches my body, dies instantly, in the name of Jesus, every organ, and every tissue, of my body, functions.
In the
perfection,
that
God created it,
to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I could just feel that. Amen. And there's been some malfunctions that were trying to take place in my body. And I was like, I have already declared and decreed this. And the word of God is standing right now in the name of Jesus. And that stuff had it just had to back up and in the name of Jesus. And hey, and maybe it didn't stop right away, but it did. Thank you, Jesus. I was thanking him this morning. I said, ooh, I feel good. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Sound like James Brown. I feel good. Amen. Amen. Let's hear some praise and worship this morning. Sister McDowell is just on my heart this morning. Her and her husband have a church it used to be in St. Louis, and now it's in Illinois, in Belleville, Illinois, and they're having a service today at 3:00. And they, you know, through the pandemic and through things that was going on in their lives, they haven't had a service in quite a while. So, you know, as she sings this song, just join us in singing and also lifting up her and her husband in prayer. And I'll just say, you know, even during this time, during the pandemic, their 17-year-old daughter passed away. And so for them to come together and have a church service today, join us in faith, lifting them up in prayer. Praise God. This is Sister Charlene McDowell singing praise and worship today. Amen.
Let me live, so glad to be in the service. steadfast love. Do it again, and those of us who are in position
the way he wants us to be in position by giving our tithes and offerings, we're not going to miss a beat. You know, he may give us wisdom to know how to do this a different way. Amen. I may start growing stuff. I went the other day and Pastor Mom wanted some fried green tomatoes. And I'm like, ain't no way these fried green tomatoes should be $2.60 a pound. Come on, somebody. So it just makes me want to grow some fruits and vegetables at this time. And so God will give us wisdom to know what to do, when to do, how to do it. And he's going to get us through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's say our prayer for finances. So repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward.
Of all.
That you give me.
And walk.
In total agreement.
As to how.
Is to be dispersed.
I pray.
That I will learn. To live free.
Of burdensome debt.
And where I have not been wise. Bring restoration. And give me guidance.
Show me.
How I can help increase my finances
and not decrease them
unwisely. Help me to remember
that all I have
belongs to you
and to be grateful for it.
And I pray
that I will find
it easy.
To give to you. And to others.
As you have instructed.
In your word.
Give me wisdom.
To handle money wisely.
Help me make good decisions.
As to how I spend.
I pray.
That I will find a perfect balance.
Between spending needlessly.
And being miserly.
May I always be paid well.
For the work I do.
And may my money.
Not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
Or wasted.
Multiply it.
So that what I have.
And what I make.
Will go a long way.
I pray.
That I will not.
Be anxious.
About finances.
But I will seek.
Your kingdom first. Knowing
that as I do,
I will have all.
I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, as I was saying that prayer, the Lord reminded me that he's given me a prayer to pray whenever I'm at the gas pump. And he's had me to do this for years. And as I'm at the gas pump, I say, thank you, Lord. You can repeat after me, Mom. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That this gas
lasts longer.
And goes further.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. So that's my pumping gas prayer. Hallelujah. And now there's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App, and it's $ESLCCC. And or if you live in the Heritage House, you can come to the door. We're at 2E. Also, you can mail it in and make your check payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. So let's pray over our tithes and offerings today. Harobo shandarabasi, haredo ste kerarahasanda, ebrebadoste la lahise keradodoste marasi keradistela. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. There was something about our finances that we didn't know how to pray about in English, so you just took over and prayed in tongues. Thank you for that, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for it. And so, Lord God, we just thank you for those who are tithing today, giving that 10% of what they have, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And you said, try you on this, test you on this, that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour out that overflow blessing that would be too much for us to receive. Thank you for that, Lord. And then on top of that, hallelujah, you said you would rebuke the devourer for our sakes, that our money will not be lost, stolen, destroyed, wasted. It wouldn't be any holes in our pockets, dripping money down the road, and we didn't know about it. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're protecting everything that we have pertaining to life and godliness. Thank you for that, Lord God. And then, Lord, you said for those who were givers, you said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you, Lord God, right now that we're getting that overflow from tithes and offerings and the protection, Lord. And then we always stand on how yedo shataramasi. Hey robo shekerada sealarabasanda. Hallelujah, God. And the Lord says, expect me. Expect me in your finances. Expect me to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ask. Yeda shanda. Ask or think, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The cattle on 1,000 hills belong to me. Hallelujah. All the silver and the gold, hallelujah, belong to me, saith the Lord. In the name, yay, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I meet you at the very point of your need, and then I exceed it. Hallelujah. And the Lord says, remember this, that my favor means more than money. My favor means more than money. And so my favor is upon you right now, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It may look like things are changing. It may look like things are getting worse, but no. Keep your eyes on me. Says the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not only will you have enough for what you need, saith the Lord, but you will be able to sow seed after seed after seed in other places and through other people. Say, I adore you, God. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord God. We bless you, Jesus. Glory and honor to you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And the Lord says, never, ever, ever be afraid to give. Never, ever, ever be afraid that you're going, that money that leaves you, that you are seeding, never, 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 ever, ever think that you won't get it back. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And the Lord says, yes, the wealth transfer is still in effect. It's still going on. Stay in position. Stay in position. to receive the wealth transfer. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Woo, woo-hoo. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Lord God. He says, expect miracles. Expect miracles. Expect me to make ways where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, he's still talking. He says, I have prepared for you for such a time as this. Thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, glory, hallelujah. Let's hear a song before we go into our sermon by Pastor Mom this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. We were listening to this morning.
This is one of my mama's favorite songs. I used to hear on Sunday morning, she would say, glory, glory.
No more dying.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I lay my burden down, hallelujah, amen. When I hear that song, I think about this man, Mr. Charles. We were ministering at a senior apartment building, and one day, Mr. Charles got up, and that song was playing, and he worked it out. He was dancing. He had the biggest smile on his face, and he's just going to work it out. It was a blessing. Amen. So now we have the pastor, the senior pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, who I should have left the mic on. Y'all could hear her singing, glory, glory, hallelujah, because she was working it out too. Amen. So Pastor Mom is going to bring the word this morning. And remember, Psalm 119 and verse 11 says, "The word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." So Pastor Mom, over the years, has hidden the word in her heart, and now that she is knocking at 90's door, less than two months, she's going to be 90, and glory to God, in August. And there are times where, you know, her eyes are kind of going in different ways, and we pray for that God will restore her eyes, and you know, other things are going on. But I tell you what, she has hidden the word of God in her heart. And so what she's going to do now is to share the word that she has hidden in her heart, meaning she has memorized this from years ago. And so she's going to share that word with you today. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Thank you.
Amen. So you want to start with Psalm 23?
Psalm 23, yes.
Okay. The Lord?
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
He makes me
to lie down in green pastures.
He leads me
beside the still water. Yes, I want.
He restored
my soul.
He leadeth me.
As the righteousness for his name's sake.
Yes. Yea, though I walk.
Through the valley of the shadows of death, I will feel no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff that comfort me.
Thou prepare
a table before me.
In the presence
of my enemies.
Thou anoint
my head with oil.
My cup
runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house
of the Lord.
Forever.
Amen.
And that was the entire Psalm 23. And now Matthew 6, 9 through 13, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us.
Our trespasses.
As we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not
into temptation. But deliver us from all evil.
Yes.
For thine is the kingdom and power and glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 27. Amen. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
The Lord.
The Lord.
Is the strength.
Is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I fear?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Let's go on to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Mm-hmm. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is good in me.
Bless his holy
Bless
name.
Bless his holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
And then this is your favorite. Your favorite. You're known for this particular scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust
in the Lord with all my heart. Lean not to your own understanding.
In all.
In all his ways. Acknowledge him.
And he
will.
Direct
your path.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is well, we won't get to the closing one. Genesis 31:49. We'll come back to that. But let's go to John 14:6. I am the way.
I am the way.
The truth.
The truth and life.
Amen. And no man
comes to the Father but by me.
Amen. Okay. And then Psalm 118:24. This is the day
that the Lord has made.
We will rejoice
and be glad in it.
Amen. Amen. And then let's say that Genesis 31:49. May the Lord
between me and thee, while we ask one from another.
Amen. Okay, let's do this. We might do this together. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. In Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor Mom. Thank you so much. Amen. So we're going to, since we've read the prayers that go with the salvation prayer, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation, and then we'll talk about what's going on Get 'Em Radio, and we'll open up the line. So if you want to encourage Pastor Mom, hallelujah. Amen. She could have, at this age, she could have said, oh, well, y'all go ahead. But she wanted to continue on serving the Lord. Amen. So if you would like to encourage her, press your #1 key, and we'll open up the lines. Unless the Lord does something more today, we'll probably be closing early. So go ahead and press your #1 key and encourage Pastor Mom. I'll be right back. So, and thank you. I see you guys pressing your #1 key. Thank you. So the Word of God lets us know that the Lord loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that we would have everlasting life. And I just, the more I think about that scripture, the more I get blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so He wants to make sure that we are born again. And so he told us very distinctly in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me.
You died for me.
And God raised you.
And I raised you.
From the dead.
From the dead.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know.
And now I know.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I'm redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we just would love to pray for you right now. And we say, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to even pray in their prayer language, power to read the word of God and to understand it because you're there with them every time they read the Bible. So we thank you and we praise you for that, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And we want to invite you to a Bible-believing church. As we say in the beginning, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. So there are many churches that are all around. So we invite you to go to a Bible-believing church and learn more about your Savior, your Lord, and your very own life. Amen. And then we want to invite you to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Amen. You can go to church about 5 times a week on Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts and learn and grow. So every Sunday, we have church service here, and you call this number, 516-4199, every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And you will be blessed. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Hallelujah. And so you can learn and grow here every Sunday. And next Sunday is Father's Day. So we are celebrating Father's Day on next Sunday. We'll have special guests. We will have Bishop Aaron McClary from Atlanta, Georgia, along with Minister Lenny Yarbrough from Memphis, Tennessee. We had them with us last year. We really enjoyed these two gentlemen being on with us, and so they will be with us on next Sunday as well. Glory to God. Now, on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching. And we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have our Praying in Tongues Tuesday. That's our prayer service. It starts at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where we invite people, four people to pray in tongues for 15 minutes each, and then we have interpretation of tongues. It is awesome. On the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service. The next one will be on Wednesday, July 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarms, clear your calendar, tell your friends and your family, hallelujah, to come. Invite at least three people. Just pray and say, God, who should I invite? You know, and do that for all of our services. Who shall I invite to come? Amen. For the healing service, for the Praying in Tongues Tuesday, invite someone. And at least three people, praise God, whether they come or not, that's up to God. But just ask him, who shall I invite? And invite someone to come. So that's Wednesday, July the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of God in the Midst. And this month, Wise Fathers Month. So we've been having men on all this month talking about the wisdom of fathers. Last week, it was just, this past Thursday, it was just beautiful. We had a Generation Z, and this young man was 24 years old, and he just had a baby about a year ago. And the baby, they call a baby a pandemic baby because they were born during the pandemic. And we found out all these wonderful things that these little babies are doing now. It was just awesome. This baby, 1 year old, can find their way around a tablet and find their favorite program to watch on the tablet. It's just amazing at what God is doing in these children. And what I thought about was that the Bible says that he would pour out his spirit on all flesh. Amen. Even the little babies are getting, you know, some wisdom, knowledge, understanding from the Holy Ghost, but they need us to help them to do what God wants them to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. Glory to God. Now let's go back to the ones who have pressed their number one key. Anyone else, you know, you want to encourage Pastor Mom, just say hi to her. Pray for her. You know, you can do that too. Glory to God. We'll open the line for Pastor Price, and then we have Minister Carey. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Oh, good morning. Good afternoon, at least. Now it's 12:03. Good afternoon, Apostle and Pastor Mom, and all of the precious saints in their respective places. I want to thank God today for the service today, and I give glory and honor to God, Pastor Mom, for the word that you just shared from Psalms 23 and 27 and 103 and your favorite Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 and John 14, 6. Thank the Lord for that in John 3:16 and Romans 10:9. So I thank God for all of the word that you shared today, Pastor Mom. Your voice was good and it is strong. And I praise God. I thank God also, Apostle, for the excitement that the Lord gives you and the anointing that's on you for service today. I give glory to God and just thank God for all of his blessings. And so that's what I wanted to say. That's all. And God bless you all and love you both. And God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. I was like, well, where your number at? I was missing you this morning. But thank you.
All right. And God bless. God bless. And
glad you're doing okay. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Minister Carey, opening up your line. Anyone else? Press your number one key. After we finish with this, we're going to begin to close. So if you want to say anything, this is the time to do it. Praise God. Hello, Minister Carey. Welcome.
I want to say good morning to everyone, Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy Price and each one in their places. I just want to thank Mom today for Pastor Mom for sharing the word with us and telling us how to walk with the Lord and how to let him lead us no matter where we are, down, low, or up. And I'll just thank her for that. And that's it. Thank you today for your service.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for your comments. It's just a blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? I'll tell you what, for like a few minutes, I'm going to open up everybody's line. And I see you, Sister Joanne. I'm going to open up everybody's line who hasn't said anything so far, and put your mute on if you're not going to say anything, or just, you know, you can put your mute on. That's fine.
I was going to say something.
Hold on 1 second. Let me let Sister Joanne say something. She had her number one key pressed, and I'll be right back with
you.
Okay. Okay. Good morning, Sister Joanne.
Good morning, Minister Candy.
Amen.
Good afternoon.
Amen. Did you want to say anything? Good to see you. You still here, Sister Joanne?
You hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good afternoon, Pastor Kizzy and Mom. I'm glad to hear your mother this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She sounds good this morning.
Amen. Amen.
I thank God for the word that she gave this morning, this afternoon.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
and
you,
I
Lord.
Love her. Tell her that I love her. I love
she
y'all.
Is.
Love you, Mom.
thank you. I love you, too.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Joanne. Good to hear your voice
you're
today.
Welcome. Okay.
Amen. God bless you.
You
know, my brother and I, we were talking yesterday that and he could probably really preach this. We were talking about Lazarus, and it's an interesting thing that when you hear about Lazarus, he never says anything. You never see a conversation between Lazarus and Mary or Martha or Jesus, but it was something about Lazarus just being there that was a blessing. And, you know, the Bible says how he loved Lazarus, how Jesus loved Lazarus. And so we were talking about that yesterday. Sometimes just being there is what God wants you to do. And we thank God that Mom, Pastor Mom, is not only just here, but every now and then she'll say the word of God. She may not say a whole lot. She don't say a whole lot, period. But she does say the word of God. And so we thank God for that. Amen. Okay, Minister Rachel, your line is open.
Hi, I took it off mute. Hi to everyone. Love you all. And God bless Pastor Mom for sharing God's treasure from her heart. And
amen.
All of you too. I'm downstairs
amen.
Multitasking.
Of course. Of course. That's what you do. Amen.
So I'm
going
to go back on
you.
I love you all.
Love you too. I'm going to have to write that down. Mom is sharing God's treasure from her heart. I like the way you said that. Amen. Okay, anyone else? Your lines are open.
Can I go?
Yes, you can go.
Okay. Hello. Hello. Hello, dear wonderful family. I would like to read
Hello.
From Proverbs. Hi, my dear big sister. I'm going to try to stay focused. I don't want to take time to cry when I pass on kisses. Because I think about the 25 years of knowing you, how you've been a blessing to hundreds and hundreds, hundreds of people that everybody may not know because you don't go around speaking about yourself. You speak about the Lord, your mom. Your sisters, you know, so, but I think others know about you. I know God knows about you, but I'm going to try to stay close to what you asked us to do. So, Mother, this is for you, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Psalm 31. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous mother? for her price is far above rubies, the heart of her husband, and I would like to say her children and all of us, doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Mother, you will do good. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Mother, you, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Mother, you, she is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. Mother, you, riseth also while it's yet night and giveth meat to her household and portion to her maidens. Mother, you, consider a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planted a vineyard. We are part of that vineyard, dear mom. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle, her lamp, does not go out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. Mother, you stretched out your hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself clothed coverings, a tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. Mother, you make it fine linen and sell it and deliver it sashes unto the merchant. Mother, you have shown and through your children and a few grandchildren that we have met over this prayer line, you have shown, dear mother, your strength and honor. So the scripture says strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. I hope you're rejoicing, mom, and I know you are. Mother, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. That is true about you. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Mother, your children have, and verse 28 says, her children arise up and call her blessed. You're blessed, mom. You have a quiver full of wonderful children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and you have all of us. So it says in verse 28, her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband, when he was living, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. I would like to repeat that. But a woman like you, dear mother, that have and still does fear the Lord, we praise God for you. So 31 finished with, give her the fruit of her hand and let her own works praise her in the gates. I know the heavenly gates are open to you, dear mother. I know that when we cross over, I know that across God's skyline, it will show that it says, well done, thy good and faithful servant, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, wife, daughter, sister, cousin, niece, aunt. That's you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Donna. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Amen. And you stay good and focused. That's good. Praise God. Thank you. Amen. Your lines are still open. Anyone else want to say anything as we get ready to close out? We're not in a hurry. But you have an opportunity to say something if you would like to. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, I want to say to you, Mom, it's such a blessing, amen, that you still have a desire to do the will of God. Hallelujah. To do the work of God. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
Praise God. You know, maybe there's a lot of things that physically that you were not, you're not able to do like you used to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But you still determined to let the Lord use you.
Mm-hmm.
And with that said, sing your song. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and sing your song, and we'll get ready to close out.
Okay.
Use me, Lord.
In thy service, draw me nearer every day. For I'm willing, Lord, to run all the way.
All the way, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise for all that he's done today. Things that were seen and things that were unseen. Hallelujah. That he did. And I'm expecting him to do something great in our finances because, I mean, I was just all caught up in the spirit when we're talking about finances. He's doing something, and it is yet to be revealed. Glory to God. So we're in a high state of expectation as to what he is going to do. Amen. So, Pastor Mom, you can say any closing remarks. And then close us out in prayer.
Okay. I'm blessed really with all.
You thank everybody.
Thank everybody for all the good
things that they said.
Invitations they give us.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch. Between me and thee, well, we have the one more love in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So love you all, and have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, get them radio family of broadcast forward to seeing you next week or this week, the rest of this week. Love you all. Bye-bye.